It's easier to put that trust and receive from God than the person that's sitting next to us or somebody in our family, because we don't have a history, so to speak.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Are you pretty good at reading the Bible, and in many ways you're pretty passionate about it, but the Bible hasn't really hurt you, hadn't let you down? And maybe some of us are really good at our prayer times, and we're really great at checking off the devotional time, because as Teresa said, we don't sense the Lord's really let us down huge ways. But when it comes to people, if people kind of let us down and hurt us to the point that we've denied that we even need them.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news. Hello, everyone. It's time for Great Commandment Radio. It's time to learn more how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments, how to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, how to love your neighbor as you love yourself, basically becoming Christ-like. It's good to have you with us this week on Great Commandment Radio. Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson hosting our series on the fast track for spiritual growth. And here's the shocking part. It's not a race. You were designed to run alone. And other people need your help in running that race on the fast track for spiritual growth. Well, let's get started. Here are Teresa and David Ferguson.
Hey, we welcome you to today's program. In all of this week, we've been focusing on a fast track or accelerating our spiritual growth. And you say, well, how can I accelerate my spiritual growth? Well, to be real vulnerable, and David, I have to come back at you. You know, yesterday you kept talking about my self-sufficiency, my self-reliance. Well, back at you, bud. Because, you know, one of the things that I have come to realize is, David, my self-sufficiency and self-reliance won't go away alone. I need you, man. And so it's not just about me. It's about us journeying together to remove that aloneness, to remove that self-sufficiency. So what can you say about that?
So you're saying today's program is kind of all about me,
back
huh?
Back at you.
Some
yeah.
of the spiritual growth God wants to do in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, it's not just about me, Bubba.
I see. We're glad you've joined us. I guess we're glad on Great Commandment Radio.
You ain't be in the hot seat today.
Yeah, really. And all week long we have been talking about the exceeding abundance that Christ promises as we grow into His image. And if you're feeling a little stagnated in that growth, if you're getting a little bored in your Christian journey, maybe there's some help here on the fast track. And on today's program, we're going to focus on this issue, and it is one of my growth areas of seeing people the way God sees them, so you can love them the way God loves them.
Well, I have to say to those people out there that always feel like that they're the ones that the thumb is being pressed on to change, don't take it all, because it's not just about you. If you're married, it's about both of you. God wants to look at both of you. It's not always just your issues. God wants you to journey together with your partner and grow.
So on today's program, we're going to be focusing a little bit upon one of my challenges, and that is seeing Teresa the way God sees her so I can love her the way God wants me to love her.
And let me tell you how this happened, folks. This happened, I mean, we're always telling you stories in England, and I think the reason why we always do that is because God gets me in England And I have to be vulnerable. Have to be is the operative word, because when I'm over there, I can't drive and I can't tell David how to drive. So I'm kind of at a vulnerable state. We had been in England and we hadn't had a fight. Lots of times we have fights because I am still trying to tell him how to drive and mess him up. So here we are going home. We're on our way back to the airport. And on our way, I decide that I would like a Coke. And I'm sitting there and this is my self-talk. This is my thinking. Well, let's see. I think I'd like a Coke. We're doing okay in our time. We're not late getting to the airport, which means we haven't had a fight. So David's not mad at me and I'm not mad at him. I do remember there's a gas station not too far up the road. It does happen to be on the wrong side of the road, but the traffic's not too bad this time of morning. So I think I'm going to ask David to stop and get me a Coke. But this is what I said, folks. I said, David, there's a petrol station not too far up the road if you would like to stop and get you a Coke.
Now, folks, that's the kind of sentences I've heard for 35-plus years. Would I like to stop and get me a Coke? And so, you know, we had had a good week or so there in England, hadn't had a fight, so I thought, we're going to take this one on.
Oh.
And so I think lovingly said, no, I think I'm fine. Now, that obviously, I think, got your attention. I knew how long not to leave you, though. You know, don't leave her too long. And so in a few seconds, I said, but I'd love to stop and get you one. I reached over and I took you by the hand. And then I said, because you're worth stopping for. Part of what was happening that day is God was challenging me to see you the way God saw you. We pulled over side of the road and we cried together. And then we went and got you a Coke. Part of what the crying was about was for so many years in our marriage, when you would say those kind of sentences, I'm sure sometimes out of your anxiety and a little insecurity over how am I going to respond, as you would say those sentences, we might stop and get you a Coke, but I know you would sense my frustration. In other words, you would sense in me kind of an irritation of, why didn't she say what she means? You did feel that, I guess, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting alongside the road, I think part of what took place that day was a God kind of saying to me, now, David, I'm feeling excited and loving, compassionate, caring toward your wife, and you're irritated at her. And very gently, I think the Holy Spirit was saying, David, why don't you come join me? Why don't you come join me in seeing your wife, loving your wife the way I'm loving her? I think that's part of where the abundance really is. That's where the fast track to spiritual growth is, us coming to see people, whether they be our children, our friends, those in the community, those in our churches, those nearest us like spouses or best friends, seeing them the way God sees them. Is there somebody in your life you're irritated at often, frustrated at often, and God's going to want today to challenge you to see them differently? We hope so. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. Our teaching segment, we'll explore this further in our closing segment, the rest of our story that we started yesterday with our friend Max Lucado. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resource for the week from our friend Max Lucado, his trilogy of books, The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. Part of what grace is that Christ demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, God loves us as he sees us. He sees us as we really are. Apart from our behavior and sin, he sees us for the way he's loved us. How about you? Are you ready for a little bit of a fast-track journey in seeing people the way God sees them? We hope so. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries, and they want you to visit our website so that you can receive today's free download. Some good news you can use on getting on and basically staying on the fast track for spiritual growth. It's available at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. And all of this week, we are featuring material from our friend Max Lucado, including in our resource kit this week, the Max Lucado Trilogy. You can order your copy and you'll be supporting local Christian radio at the same time. This trilogy includes The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. It is the Max Lucado Trilogy. It can be yours, and other resources for marriage and parenting, church leadership, singles, much, much more. greatcommandment.net. Visit greatcommandment.net or call us toll free at 1-800-881-8008. That is 1-800-881-8008. We'll take you to an Intimate Life Ministries conference with Dr. David Ferguson right after this break. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We shouldn't even have to ask almost, what is this need or why don't we give it? But we sometimes are challenged in this need of affection, aren't we?
For some of us, it's hard to give it and it's hard to receive it. But you have to look at, well, what is affection? Affection is kisses. It's verbalized expressions of love. It's caresses. But if that's such a simplistic definition, why is it sometimes so hard for us to give and why is it sometimes so hard for us to receive? And the principle is this: if you haven't received it, you're not going to be comfortable giving it and you won't be comfortable receiving it.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. The Fast Track for Spiritual Growth. That's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Yes, we are fallen. We are sinful. We live in a sinful, fallen world. But did you know that even before our fallenness, our Heavenly Father was concerned about something else? About our aloneness. To explain, we take you to a Relational Foundations training course with Dr. David Ferguson.
Almost two decades ago, sitting in a library, much like many of you students would spend endless hours in a library probably. Sitting in a library in Oxford, England, the Bodleian Library there, doing additional graduate work, focusing upon issues of understanding the human heart and human motivation. I had arranged ahead of time to have an ancient text that they have there in Hebrew, made available to me for my research. The librarians had taken this text, well guarded, and put it behind the Lucite counter so that you could not touch it. They had very gingerly, I'm sure, turned to the page that I wanted to look at, and I arrived that day to look through this Lucite glass at the jots and tittles of a passage that would revolutionize how I saw people. The Spirit of God was going to do something in that library that day that I now see He had wanted to do for many years. Because as I looked at those jots and tittles of a passage in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, I looked at the words as the Creator pronounced to Adam, the first created, "Adam, it is not good because you're alone." Men and women, that day, flooding through my heart and soul was an understanding that Adam was in a perfect world. I like to say no crime, smog, traffic jams, no Internal Revenue Service. He possessed everything. I recall sitting there that the Bible earlier would have said about Adam, "Adam, everything that grows, crawls, creeps upon the face of the earth, it is all yours." I think some of us in the Western world would like to say, now this is the American dream. I want a perfect world and I want to own it all. Adam had that. He had an exalted position. You remember that he was created. This was not said about anything else God had created. He was created to rule, to have dominion. Perfect world, owns everything, wonderful position. And yet, mysteriously, this is the shocking thing that day, was that he had a perfect, intimate relationship with God also. He had just walked in the garden with God. He and God had discussed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He had this, if you will, vertical relationship with God. And yet that very same sovereign God looked at them that day and says, "Adam, it is still not good." Now, men and women, as the Spirit of God revealed to my heart that day what I just shared with you, there was an anxiety inside of me. What do you mean something's not good? He's got a perfect relationship with God. Because everything about my training and mentoring had been communicating to me, all you should really need is God. Could I suggest to you that if we're going to see the relational foundations rebuilt upon which the church will impact the world as the first century did, we're going to have to start seeing people as needing both God and other people. It shocked me that day to imagine that the perfect one was having a relationship with Adam, and yet that perfect one said to him, "It's still not good." I'm not proud of this, but I was 6 years into ministry on a Wednesday. Still remember it as if it was today, when a young Nigerian student knocked on our church door and he says, "Brother David, have you heard anything about my citizenship?" My wife and I had the privilege to lead Gabe and his wife to the Lord, and they were there hoping for some status as citizens, and I had friends in the governor's office hoping to help Gabe out. He's longing for me to help him. "Have you heard anything?" Now, that was one of those days, some of you in ministry know about it, where you're sitting there thinking, if another person asks me to do another thing, I'm going to scream. I know you don't like to admit that, but that sometimes does happen to us. I remember looking at Gabe, and I said to him something I had never said before to another Christian. I said, "Gabe, I haven't had a chance to check on it at all. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure I'm going to make it through the next 2 or 3 hours here at church, having gone through the day I've been through with another 3 or 4 hours ahead of me. Would you come, Gabe, and pray for me?" I had never asked another Christian to pray for me. You see, I lived in this world that says all you really need is God. Exercise faith. Discipline yourself in the things of God. God's on His throne. Why be vulnerable and needy?
Dr. David Ferguson from the Relational Foundations Teaching Course. You can receive the entire course, experience it on audio CD and DVD at greatcommandment.net. There you can also receive today's free download, tips on staying on, living on the fast track for spiritual growth, and this week's resource collection of the Max Lucado Trilogy, including The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. Order the trilogy today. You'll be supporting this radio station. That's a worthy cause, and don't worry, you'll get some help from it yourself. The Max Lucado Trilogy, free downloads, other resources and workshops, churches, much more at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Final thoughts with David and Teresa right after this break. aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Many of us are involved in various aspects of ministry, and there's a challenge today for the church to be increasingly relevant in a pain-filled world.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We've got a good pastor friend at Good Shepherd Church. You know where a great deal of their ministry takes place? They send care ministry teams into the emergency room waiting rooms of hospitals near their church. Imagine on Friday and Saturday nights, these care ministry teams sit there with family members and friends and loved ones, people who are in an emergency room. They're there for all kinds of pain-filled reasons. And yet in that emergency waiting room, there are many family members and friends there who are needing the blessing of comfort.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, and Teresa, I hope you've enjoyed today's program, kind of picking on me.
It's about time.
Of trying to see the fast track of spiritual growth take place in your husband. It's been a slow journey for me. I'm sometimes a slow learner in some of these things, but I hope that there is a little work going on in your husband to see you a little bit more like he sees you. And for us all, I hope that you can be blessed in these next few moments as we hear a little bit more of our friend Max Licato's story about a walk in the dark. I think you'll be blessed by this little story, and I think underneath of it, you'll sense the importance of relationships in our life, both with God and other people, and how he's at work to express his life and love to us. Listen as Mac shares, and then we'll give some closing homework on today's program.
That night that I had the girls do the blindfold exercise, I did something very diabolical. As Jenna was walking with a blindfold around her eyes, I went into the kitchen and I got a pan and I got a metal spoon. And I came up behind Jenna in the darkness and I allowed her to hear that clang, 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 clang. She jumped. That's mean, isn't it? And then I snuck up behind her and I said, "This is your father speaking. Don't trust Andrea. She's going to walk you right into..." Stop, stop, stop! Even though there wasn't anything in front of her. And Jenna was very distracted. And for a moment, Jenna was very confused. And then her little sister did something very, very good. She left her position against the wall and she ran across the living room and she threw her arms around her big sister and said, "Don't listen to him. I'll get you home." And don't you see, that's what God did and what God is doing for us. He left his position in a distant place. And when he hears the evil one whisper in our ear and make noises in our world, he wraps his arms around us. Not did, but does wrap his arms around us. Even now, because his highest passion is to get his children home. That's what he wants. And you know where the journey begins? The journey begins with a statement that I assume most of you have already made, but maybe it's been a while. And it's good to make it again. It begins with you in your heart of hearts saying who you believe He is. Not what do you think about what He's done, or what did you believe, or who did you believe, or what does your family believe, but you and you alone in your heart of hearts, your silent soul, making that statement. You know, there's many things in life you can control, cannot control, but that's one decision you can. And really, that's the only one that matters.
God won't leave you in the dark. Now, that's a powerful truth, Teresa.
Oh, that is that. If you will let that impact you, that is truth.
That really is true. He won't leave you in the dark. So if you're experiencing a little darkness, a little dryness in your spiritual walk, you know, maybe it's important to begin to look around you as to what's God up to. And one of the things He may be up to is helping you see people a little differently. Closing today's program will be a little homework. This will be a challenge. I can't believe I'm giving this homework since it's the main challenge for my life. And that is, are there people in your life? Who are some of the people in your life that you sometimes are irritated at? Yeah, sometimes, Teresa, I would have listed in the past, Teresa. Some of you may list some children's names. Who are some of the people you're kind of consistently maybe irritated at, a little frustrated at? Maybe there's a friend in the workplace. Maybe there's going to be someone at church this Sunday. When you see them coming, you're going to want to what?
Hide.
Who are some people in your life that you're a little irritated, frustrated, upset at? And then would you pray this prayer, God, would you today help me see them the way you see them so that I can love them the way you love them? Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio. And tomorrow's program, a similar opportunity to be blessed as we engage the fast track to spiritual growth.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be talking about how God removed some of the fear out of my life. I don't know if this applies to you or not, if you find yourself fearing different things, but this is a story about God showing me how much fear I had.
So in tomorrow's program, it's back at you.
Back at you.
I'm glad it's off me today.
Yep.
Thanks again for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. Be sure to visit us, greatcommandment.net. We're blessed to share a little of our day with you.
David and Teresa Ferguson. And of course, during this segment, you also heard a little snippet from our friend Max Lucado. Be sure to order this week the Max Lucado Trilogy while you visit our website to receive every day's free download. The Max Lucado Trilogy includes The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. Life-changing material from Max Lucado. It also helps support this broadcast and, most of all, this radio station. Very worthy, worthy cause. Order your own copy of the Max Lucado Trilogy. Receive today's free download. Find out about workshops and resources and training opportunities. And most important of all, our Great Commandment network of churches. Churches standing by to help you. You can even get your church involved. All at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, we'll help you make Scripture come alive.
And I was reading one of the chapters, and there was a Scripture verse in Zephaniah, and you don't normally just think, oh, I want to read Zephaniah.